this year's elections will impact the future of Alaska. On KCAM's Meet the Candidates program, we're giving you the chance to hear candidates in their own words tell you what's important to them. This is Doug Walker of KCAM Radio with today's Meet the Candidates interview. I'll be talking with Doug Massey, who's running for the State Senate District O. Glad to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
Now let's begin with a kind of general question here. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners by telling us a little about where you live, how long you've been there, and what experience you bring to the position?
I'd love to. Like I said, my name is Doug Massey. I'm running for State Senate District O, which includes the Mat-Su, all the way up to Healy, Clear, all the way over to Lake Louise, and then down to Valdez. Very, very big district. Lifelong Alaskan, born and raised here in the Mat-Su. 46 years, home base has been the Mat-Su, specifically the Kinnick Goose Bay area. I've slowly worked my way out KGB. I was raised here in the valley. My folks were business owners. My dad was a trooper here in the valley. I became a trooper right when I turned 21 and just finished up a 25-year career with the troopers. Moved all over the state. I worked in Kotzebue as a city cop. I worked on the Kenai Peninsula, Talkeetna, Palma, Wasilla, Meadow Lakes area. And I've lived in, in those places as well. But home base has always been the valley. Like I said, 46 years here. I've got a family, wife, and two kids. We're small business owners here in the valley. We own a little grill out Kinnick Road. So we're small business owners and navigating that. Lifelong Republican. Actually, I can't say lifelong. I wasn't a Republican until I turned 18, I guess, and registered. Conservative, pro-life. I just wrapped up that 25-year career with the troopers in May, and I'm ready to continue serving.
Can you tell our listeners why you're running for the position? Perhaps you touched a little on it, but a little bit more about why you're running for the position?
Yeah, I'm running for the position, being a colonel in the Alaska Wildlife Troopers for the past 3.5 years under Governor Dunleavy. I spent a lot of time down in Juneau directly interacting with legislators and being exposed to the process, and not a lot was getting done. There was a lot of arguing, nobody was working together to solve problems. And as a police officer for 25 years, I've been forced to listen to people. I shouldn't even say forced. That's what I do. I listen to people. I get all perspectives, and I make sound decisions based on that. And the current situation down in Juneau, everybody's out for themselves. There's not much cohesion or collaboration, and I believe I can do a better job getting things done for people of Alaska, people of the district, by the skills and abilities I bring to the table as a law enforcement officer for 25 years.
And what are the most important issues that you see facing our state in the coming years?
Well, everybody knows that we've got declining oil production, and we have massive reserves, not only in oil, but in mining. We've got, the most robust fisheries in the world. We need to open up those resources. Number one, we have a serious lack of trained, skilled labor in the state. And I'm all about, alternative educational opportunities, trade schools and whatnot. We don't have truck drivers. We don't have oil field processors. And I'd like to see local people be trained and hired for those high-paying jobs. That's one, declining oil. Another one is the declining fisheries. I worked as a wildlife trooper for, like I said, 25 years, and I've seen and felt the declining fisheries over the years. Here in the Mat-Su specifically, and on the Copper River Flats, our salmon runs every year are worse and worse, and we need to figure out what's going on there. So part of my agenda would be you know, maybe coming up with a task force or figuring out what's going on. Is it trawlers? What is the problem? Is it habitat? So working on the, you know, how to fix the declining fisheries, not only for commercial, but for personal use, subsistence, sport, and everyone in between. I'm all about everybody getting their fair share. Another one of the issues facing Alaska, one of my top priorities, you know, fiscal responsibility. We need to get our spending under control. I think that, you know, having some kind of a spending plan, you know, cutting where we can cut, but not cutting everything. We need to take a look at how we spend our money. And then, of course, public safety. Public safety is one of my top priorities. That is near and dear to me. I've been going around from town to town. I was in Big Lake a few weeks ago, and they talked about the rash of catalytic converter thefts. You know, we need to hold these folks accountable for committing these crimes. We need, you know, to look at our judicial system and see what's going on there. And when I say public safety, I mean a broad sweeping look at everything from the law enforcement officers to the district attorneys to the judges. We need to look at everything and figure out, okay, what's the problem? How do we fix this?
Let's narrow it down a little bit and just ask, what are your goals for the district if you're elected, and how would you accomplish those?
Well, my goals for the district are improved public safety, number one. We need to figure out what are our priorities public safety-wise and how we attain those goals. Another one would be resource development. We need to find new sources of revenue, not just depend on oil alone. We've got a lot of precious metals and rare earth metals that can be looked at for development, and also things like aerospace and those types of things. We need to encourage investment in Alaska. And then, of course, fiscal responsibility. We need to make sound decisions. We need to make fiscally sound decisions so that we have revenue for our kids and their kids as well.
And in closing, any closing comments, things you'd like to say to our listeners as we wrap up?
You know, I'm committed and willing to work as a team player. That's what I've done for, you know, my entire adult life in law enforcement. I've had to work with others, and not everybody in the room agrees all the time, but you work those things out and you make sound decisions based on what's best for the constituents and the people of Alaska. I'm a very good listener, and I believe with my skill set in law enforcement over the past 25 years, I'm the best candidate for District O. That includes the MATSU, all the way up to Healy and then back down to Valdez.
All right. I've been talking with Doug Massey, who is running for State Senate, District O. And if people are interested in learning more about you and your positions, is there a website or other contact information you want to pass along?
Absolutely. I have a website, www.masseyforstatesenate.com. I also have a Facebook page, and you can contact me personally on my cell phone at 907-521-2323.
Thank you again for your time, and I assume some of the people listening will get the chance to see you on your busy travels coming up.
Thank you very much for having me.
Meet the Candidates programs air weekdays at 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. on KCAM 790 a.m., as well as after the news at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on FM 88.7. We'll include interviews with candidates in the U.S. House and Senate elections and the governor's race, as well as the state House and Senate districts in the Copper River Valley.